But today is July 5th, and we've been doing a teaching series that we call Learning to Lambano. Lambano is a Greek word that means to receive. And to give a little background about this, if you go to the book of Acts, it's right after the Gospels. So in the...
Go to the middle of your Bible. And go towards the back. You just fan it like this.
Yeah, it's the right-hand part of the Bible.
Right.
So you might see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mm-hmm. And then Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. In chapter 1. And... you locate it? Okay. Now, the Acts of the Apostles, it was written by Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke. And this picks up after Jesus Christ had been raised from the dead. So he's alive at this point. And after he was raised from the dead, he still remained on the earth for about 40 days. And then he ascended up to heaven to sit at the right hand of God. But before he did, he gave some instructions. And we'll start in verse 1. It says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." The former treatise refers to the Gospel of Luke. And Theophilus means someone who loves God and is loved by God. Verse 2, "Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen," the 12 apostles, "to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them," the word assembled means they were salted together, they ate together after he was raised up, "being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me." So there was a promise coming. He said, stay in Jerusalem. Don't leave there until you receive the thing that's promised of the Father. And Jesus Christ was the first one to call God Father. I've looked through the Old Testament to see what, like David and Moses, and they all called him Lord. They called him God, God Almighty sometimes. But they'd never called him Father until Jesus Christ came along, because he was introducing a new relationship with God. And this promise of the Father would be something that would establish a father-child relationship between God and people. It was the great thing that he came to do. Verse 5 says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." So when John the Baptist came just shortly before Jesus Christ came on the scene, they were relatives, though I don't think they really knew each other much growing up. But John was a prophet. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets, and he called people to get baptized with water in the Jordan River, and he told the people, I'm baptizing you with water, but there's one coming after me who's I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ is talking about that Holy Spirit that John referred to when he was preaching. So, and that's the promise of the Father, is this gift of Holy Spirit. Because if you read Genesis, and just to give you a little understanding about where we come from, we believe that the whole Bible's true. And base everything that we do on the fact that it's all true. Which is very simple. You don't have to pick and choose which parts of the Bible you think are true and which parts aren't true. It's all true. Now we do, when we read the Bible, we pay attention to what it's talking about, who it's talking to, the period of time that it's referring to, you know, who said what to whom, you know, those things you want to keep straight so you don't get confused, because although the whole Bible's true, not everything is necessarily addressed to us. You know, there's parts that are addressed to Israel, for example. There's parts addressed to people before there was an Israel. There's parts that are addressed to Gentiles, you know, nations other than Israel. And there's parts that are addressed to those that believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, which would be us. But back in Genesis, God put, it says God created man in his own image, and God is spirit. He also gave him a living soul and a body made out of the dust of the ground. And he told Adam, you know, he put him in the garden, he said, you're free to eat every tree of the garden except this one. It's called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He says, in the day that you eat from that tree, you shall surely die. And so Adam said, okay, you know, got it. But then, you know, the serpent was the devil, tempted Eve, and Eve decided, well, I'm going to eat of that tree. And she gave some to her husband, and he had to make a decision, either obey what God said or go with his wife. He went with his wife, and, you know, the question is, did he surely die on that day? Because he continued to live and breathe for 900 years after that. But we know God doesn't lie, so we know that he did surely die that day. But what died was not his body or soul, but the spirit that he was originally created with. That died that day. This promise of the Father that came like 4,000 years after Adam gave people like us the ability to receive spirit again and be complete body, soul, spirit people. That's what this promise of the Father is all about. And that's what he told his guys. You know, this is a big deal. You know, stay in Jerusalem until you get this. This promise of the Father. For John truly baptized with water, but you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost or with Holy Spirit. This gift that God's going to give him is called Holy Spirit. Just like God is called the Holy Spirit because he's holy. And he's spirit. And the gift that he gave, he also calls Holy Spirit. If you look at verse 8 here, it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit has come upon.